Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We had a flurry of activity this week as Beth and I were getting ready to head down Texas way. This morning, we're on our way back from Alpine, Texas, where I was speaking at a chamber banquet last night. Earlier in the week, we shipped yearling heifers to the feedlot, moved some cows home from the north pasture, and vaccinated the ewes and put the ram in with them. I'm not sure we'd ever get anything done here on the ranch if we weren't always getting ready to go somewhere else. We had more lightning with less rain this week than any time I can remember. It seems like an awful lot of energy gets used up with not a lot accomplished in these storms. Some days that pretty well describes work here on the ranch. While we're on the subject of lightning, let's revisit a poem I wrote quite a few years back. I call this one Lightning. Western punchers tell of a quiet kind of spell when they've finished shipping cattle in the fall. For them the job is done, for others it has just begun. Some Midwest cowboy deals with the beller and the ball. And the thing that's most alarming if you're living's cattle farming in the early morning hours for the dawn is the silence and the pall just before the fences fall and the thundering hooves are running across your lawn. This feeder name a lightning that man and beast find frightening seems he never does strike in the same place twice. If his wife had got to choose, she'd give him a longer fuse, 'cause when flying off the handle he isn't very nice. The night that he shot from his bed with an awful sort of dread, the stampeding cattle made the whole house shake. With all the speed that he could muster, he had meant to grab his duster, but he donned his darling's house coat by mistake. He wouldn't make a case for a puncher wearing lace. His outfit truly was a sight. Roper boots just half-calf high, frills just below the thigh. The exposed hide was a neon shade of white. Lightning sat tall in the saddle, though not quite dressed for battle. He was charging hard and trying to catch the herd. His wife followed in a Chevy, driving like her foot was heavy, knowing she had best not say a word. The calves had hit the highway, though not a busy byway, especially at this hour of the morn, when a trucker long on nerve come a-whippin' round the curve. Into the race he drove with a pull-up on his horn. As the calves went rushing by, a sight caught the trucker's eye, an eerie specter in his headlights did reflect. Was it an angel or a demon? Well, he thought he heard it screaming, and it was anatomically correct. 'Cause lightning was a-flashing up the highway he was dashing. By now his gown was trailing like a kite, using language best called blue, like a comet fast he flew across dressing caballero, cutting slices through the night. In the moonlight's pale glow, he saw the calves began to slow. He reined his horse into the ditch to get on by, and his wife was close behind, though she thought he'd lost his mind. As a team they were truly long on try. The morning sun was rising new as cowboy and his crew headed home, the pace now slowing down, and as fate would go, you know, they met the morning traffic flow of high school kids and folks that work in town. With his gown tucked into place and a grin across his face, Lightning waved like a rodeo queen, and his wife pulled up beside to help finish out the ride. In his mind, he felt she was pretty keen, because he could have been disgraced had her love been misplaced, humbled on the high horse where he sat. But she had made things right. She was precious in his sight, for she had thought to bring him out his hat. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. If you get a chance, stop by the Homegrown webpage at rpsmith.us. You can listen to past programs and get a start on your Christmas shopping. Or just drop me a line to let me know how you're doing and that someone is listening to the show. Have a great week. Please join me next time for another edition of Homegrown.